let's make a start. This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Bethesda, Maryland, United States.
Okay. Right, this game is going to be taken from the recent United Kingdom British Braille Chess Association Championship.
Oh.
So it's one of my games. No more Kings Indians for a while, you'll be pleased to know. To give you an idea of how important this game was, in rounds 1, 2, 3 and 4, the reigning champion Bill Armstrong won all his games. He won in rounds 1, 2, 3 and 4. My score sequence was win, win, draw, win. So I was on 3.5 out of 4, and he was on 4 out of 4.
No.
And this is our round 5 game. He has white, I have black. So he has half a point advantage on me in the tournament.
It's almost a must-win game for you.
I can't really afford a draw because it's unlikely, even though matters didn't go as one would have expected in round 6 or 7. But then again, you can't allow for that. It is a must-win situation. A draw, I might as well lose as opposed to draw.
Sure.
Because I'm losing on both counts. I will be losing on, if I draw, I'm still losing on point counts, and I'm still behind on tiebreak. Yes. My summer progressive scores will always be worse. I must win somewhere. Or he has to drop points, and he hasn't been dropping points so far. So there we go. Okay.
And he's probably already met the strongest players now, so...
Apart from me, he's... No, he's not one of them, but not the other particularly strong. There were a couple of Irish players, a few Irish players in the events, and they weren't performing to rating for some reason. They weren't as high up the table as one would have expected, giving a challenge to the top players.
Yeah, but they could come back and win a game in the last couple of rounds, maybe. But much better to win this game than not. Yeah.
Oh yeah, well it puts me half a point ahead, which means then you hold your fate in your own hands.
Right, and again, you've met the strongest players, most of them anyway. And,
yeah. Okay, we have played once before since my comeback in 2018 to Over the Board Play.
Mm-hmm.
That game was in, I think, Derby 2018. And in that game, Bill also had white. And he played a main line. I played a main line defense. And we had a very interesting little fight, which has been advertised in the BCA Gazette. The game has been analyzed and published in the BCA Gazette.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in essence a little bit lucky in as much as Bill went for a pawn sacrifice that yielded very little compensation. And then it was just a question of hanging on to the pawn and the position. And I managed to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But he just miscalculated an idea. He found an idea that didn't quite work.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see what's going to happen. What you have to bear in mind is that we each now have experience of each other over the board, and also we each have each other's games to analyse from the Sofia World Cup played in July 2018. So he has examples of nine games of mine, and I have examples of 6 games of his from there.
Yep.
So we each had to be aware the other could be preparing specifically for what has gone on in Sofia. All right. So the time control is 40 moves in 2 hours, plus 30 minutes till I grow finish. So it's a 5-hour game. Okay, Bella's whites. The game begins, pawn, delta 4. White game move, pawn, delta 4.
Yep.
Black game move, pawn, foxtrot 5. Yep. Okay. This is consistent with what I did last time. I think he played pawn, David 4, in our first game, and I played pawn, foxtrot 5. And he went for a kingside fianchetto, played pawn, Charlie 4, knight, Charlie 3. And I played the Leningrad Dutch, and we had an argument about a sideline from the main line. A respectable sideline, but nevertheless a sideline I produced. And we had a fight on the queen side, and I ended up coming out on top. But that was because he gave away a pawn in the centre unnecessarily by a miscalculation. So, are we going to have a repetition, or is it going to be different? See, if he plays a sharp main line, that's going to put him under pressure all game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just what I want, isn't it? I want a sharp game here.
Of course.
Yeah, I might as well lose. So I need an active position. So, he doesn't particularly want a sharp game. So, hence the game move choice. Game move 2 for white. Game move, bishop, foxtrot 4. So, he's playing the London system against the Dutch. It could be a true London system, or well, there's no reason to commit this bishop early unless you're going to do a true London. Because we don't know where the best square for this bishop is in the mainline Leningrad Dutch. So it doesn't normally come out to foxtrot 4 in the Leningrad Dutch. That's about all I can say. So it looks as if he's going to play a slightly less challenging system for white. So he's content, it looks to me, to get on with development and leave me to start fighting. Okay, game move for black, move 2, knight, foxtrot 6. Game move 3 for white, knight, foxtrot 3. And he's carrying on with the usual London system setup. Now black is at a crossroad. Black has to choose between, it's a true crossroad, not much as there are three routes black can take here. Black can go pawn, echo 6, and pawn delta 5, which is the Stonewall variation, and I'm not convinced that that's a good setup against the London. If you go to play the Stonewall, black normally likes to put the bishop on delta 6, and here it will get traded off immediately, so a strong piece will just disappear out of play. Mm-hmm. Now, the next choice for black is to play pawn echo 6 and pawn delta 6, a classical system, which is slowly looking to lever in pawn echo 5. Or the third choice is a game choice. Game move for black, pawn, golf 6. Game move, pawn, golf 6. The Leningrad Dutch.
You didn't think attacking his bishop with your knight right away?
He can play bishop echo 5 and force it back. Or I would have to play bishop golf 7 and he would probably trade bishops.
Well, you can bring out the other knight. If he goes to echo 5, you just bring the other knight out. Yeah.
My rook's attacked. Oh, I see. Yeah.
You haven't played that, yeah.
Oh, you're suggesting knight hotel 5 instead of pawn golf 6.
And he... I don't think he dare... can he... Well, yeah, is he... Well, he might be able to still play bishop to golf 3, though you have to watch out for pawn. Foxtrot 4, then.
Well, the bishop can go to hotel 4, and it's pinning my echo pawn.
But it's getting pretty short on moves.
I could go hotel six and pawn golf five. But as soon as I go pawn hotel six, there might be tricks involving pawn echo three.
Yeah, that's a whole other line there.
I suspect after knight hotel five, he could just put the bishop back on Charlie one.
Well, that's a thought. Especially if he wants to draw.
Well, yeah. And if I put the knight back on foxtrot six, he brings the bishop out to foxtrot four.
You have a quick draw, which you would love. Yeah.
Okay.
He might put it back on delta two, I suppose.
Anyway. It's going to go anyway. Go back to Charlie one. You might want a knight to come to delta two. And he could play a queenside finish, so.
Okay, so you played golf six, did you say?
Yeah, the game move is pawn golf six. Game move for black on move three is pawn golf six. Yeah. I don't know about knight hotel five. Maybe he go queen delta two. Untested. So maybe white's move order is a little suspect. Maybe knight foxtrot three should be replaced by pawn echo three. Oh well. Mm. Okay, pawn golf six. And white in the game. Game move for white is pawn hotel three. Okay. So white is preparing bishop hotel two, flight square.
Yeah, right. I don't know if Chris would approve of that. He doesn't like hotel three in general, but it is played.
Here it looks.
It is played in the London type systems to give you a retreat for the bishop.
Oh yeah. White wants to keep this London bishop. The fight is over the echo five square. Both players are wanting to get, in descriptive terms, pawn to king four. White is looking to slowly, eventually, lever in pawn to king four. In the London system, and black will be looking to get in pawn to king four, which here would be pawn echo five. Again, just to get some play in the center. So white's preparing bishop eight hotel two retreat.
Yeah.
Okay. Black in the game just carries on bishop golf seven. Game move for black bishop golf seven. Game move for white, pawn echo three. Game move for black, castles kingside. These are all game moves. So white has played pawn hotel three and pawn echo three. Black has played bishop golf seven and castles kingside. Now it's white to play again. Well, there's several moves, aren't there? You can either develop the foxtrot one bishop somewhere, echo two or delta three. You could play knight bravo delta two. You could even play Bishop Charlie four check to see which way black blocks the check.
You could play Charlie four.
White comes up. Sorry.
Charlie four, maybe for white also.
Pawn Charlie four. Well, that's transposing back into mainline territory, isn't it? More Queen's Gambit style setup. Isn't it? Where the London bishop has been developed outside the pawn chain, which normally black can trade off in some way, but here black can't trade off the London bishop.
Right, because he made that retreat square there.
Yeah. All right, well, as we know, white will be content with a draw and to go into round six half a point ahead.
Right.
So white's not particularly looking for an active aggressive game. White wants to force black to play. So the game move for white is pawn Charlie three. Okay, game move for white is move six, pawn Charlie three. Three castles, yeah. Charlie three. Right. So again, white is just solidifying the centre. So even if black hits with either manages to arrange pawn echo 5 or pawn charlie 5, if ever black captures, white just captures. White can play for symmetry. If black goes charlie 5, charlie takes dots 4, white can go charlie takes dots 4. If black goes echo 5 and goes echo takes dots 4, white can go echo takes dots 4. Mm-hmm. And also it blunts the activity of the Leningrad Golf 7 bishop.
The black could push past himself to echo 4.
Oh, if black ever gets in pawn echo 5, yeah. Pawn echo 4 would definitely follow.
Yes.
Oh, so, yeah. Play for space. You so take that space whenever you can.
White cannot count on pawn takes pawn there, so.
No, you're right. Black would have to push past from pawn echo 4 and play with the space.
So that probably should be black's plan, echo 5, rather than charlie 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Okay, so the game move for black is pawn delta 6.
Yeah.
Okay, it's preparing a knight move to either charlie 6 or delta 7, to be followed by pawn echo 5.
Yep. It's looking good for black.
You got to be careful about Knight Bravo Delta 7 because moves like Knight Gustav 5 threatening to come in on Echo 6 are thoroughly annoying. So, any ideas for white now? Game move. Black's just played pawn delta 6. Any ideas for white on how to proceed? A general plan, a game plan, a general game plan.
Well, except for the tournament situations, I would be thinking in terms of castling queenside and pawn storm on the...
Okay. And another point of pawn hotel 3 is revealed. If it comes to the opposite wing attack, white is now a tempo ready to play pawn golf 4.
Right. But tournament conditions, he may not want to do that. That's good for you. If it might be his best strategy and he doesn't want to do it, that's in your favor.
Yeah, so sometimes the best way of playing for a draw, not playing for a draw. The best way to achieve a draw is to play for a slight edge.
Yep.
Just keep pushing for that slight edge. And if you don't push more than just keeping that slight edge, then what can your opponent do? They then have to start taking risks. And the more risks they take, they start risking losing.
Yeah.
So, you know, so many beginners think a draw would be nice here, so I'll just keep exchanging pieces. And they go a tempo down, and then they go two tempi down, and then they go three tempi down, and then even though three sets of pieces might have been exchanged off, the opponent has a very good position from which to play with the remaining pieces, and the pressure is on.
Yeah.
No, the best way to play, to seek an ultimate draw, is to play for a slight edge and seek the initiative. Just put your opponents under pressure as if you were playing for a long-term win. And you have to be prepared for a long game. Yeah, don't think because you're trying to get a draw that you can get away with some 20 moves. Just by chop, when all that's left are a pair of rooks facing each other on the only open file on the board.
Especially if your opponent really doesn't want to draw.
Yeah. I think White knew that this was a must-win situation for Black, and that Black can take risks at some point to upset the position if need be. and risk a loss. Because I think the way it was going, the main tiebreak was against black, and maybe even the second tiebreak was going to be against black. So black really just has to get more points on the table. Okay.
Black has gotten away with the Foxtrot 5 and Knight Foxtrot 6 without any penalty. So that, in a way, it puts him up a couple of tempo right there.
In your average King's Indian system, I'd agree, yeah.
So that would dictate, well, one way to make it pay for that is Castle Queenside and go 4 and attack there. But you know, but he's probably unwilling to do that because he's afraid of losing. So I think Black is in good shape here because Black is, there's almost no way to stop Echo 5 for Black. And that's going to be good for Black, I think.
All right, well, let's see what happens then. Game move. White wants to play comfortable. Moves like Bishop Delta 3, Knight Bravo Delta 2, Castle Kingside, Queen Echo 2. If you want to be really overprotective, centralize your rooks to Delta 1, Echo 1, and then push Pawn Echo 4. White could just do all those developing moves and then do nothing else.
Well, he still has Echo 5 is going to come for Black.
That means then Echo 4 will be a problem if White has pieces lined up.
If he puts the 3, for instance, yeah.
Yeah, so White's best plan is to arrange Pawn Echo 4.
If you can do it quicker than you can, that would be almost the only thing besides Castle and Queenside.
Yeah, but the thing is, when White gets Pawn Echo 4 in, if Black does nothing, White might be able to favourably push Pawn Echo 5.
Self, yeah.
And that will not be a good position from which to try to play for a win for Black. So if Pawn Echo 4 ever comes in, Black will probably have to capture. And then White will be capturing with a Knight on Echo 4, and the minor pieces are beginning to interact. And, you know, sooner or later, minor pieces will just be traded off. Black can't keep backing off.
Though it does make Black's Foxtrot 8 rook good.
Maybe. Yeah. Well,
it'll be on a semi-open file then.
It'll have something to play with. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. The game move for White is Queen Bravo 3 check. And it also puts a little bit of pressure on Bravo 7. Earlier on, I was thinking about playing an early Pawn Charlie 6 and Queen Bravo 6 myself. I'm not convinced in these systems that it's the right thing to do. I get results with this, but I'm not convinced it's the right way to handle the position.
It often leads to exchange of queens, which you don't want particularly.
Oh, here it would. But I'm talking about earlier before White's played Pawn Charlie 3. Yeah. And I'm thinking of Pawn Charlie 6, but before all the Kingside developments has gone on. An early Pawn Charlie 6 and Queen Bravo 6, just to see what he does about Bravo 2.
Yeah, you take advantage of his early move of the Charlie Bishop that way, leaving Bravo 2 unprotected.
Yeah, but at the risk of going behind in developments, and you don't know the queen on Bravo 6 is well developed. I decided that I didn't want that sort of game.
Yeah,
I've had them in the past, and Black can sometimes snatch a pawn and suffer. You have to do a lot of rearranging and shuffling to just get some coordination and developments. It doesn't fall apart, but I didn't want a position that makes it very easy for him to play.
Right.
I didn't want to go pawn snatching and give him a nice, comfortable, easy development game. Besides which, he might not allow the pawn snatching. He could just play something like Queen Charlie 1 anyway. Yep. So It's White who's adopted the Queen to the Bellafire plan, which puts a little bit of pressure on Bravo 7, and also leaves Black wondering what to do about the King. I mean, Black does not want to voluntarily go pawn Delta 5 here. Black does not want to lose the battle for Echo 5.
Right.
White would almost certainly play a knight in at the first available opportunity. And bring the other knight to Foxtrot 3, tandem knights. So Black either moves the King to Hotel 8 or plays Pawn Echo 6.
You have to watch out for White playing knight to golf 5.
Yeah, and coming in on Echo 6, and that might force Black to play Bishop takes Echo 6. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Black might lose the Bishop pair if you play King Hotel 8.
Or if you go knight to Foxtrot 7 and get a perpetual at least.
Or even a mate, just for amusement. Well, let's play through the mate.
Just
to refresh the idea. If King Hotel 8, Knight Golf 5, this is an idea. King Hotel 8, White plays Knight Golf 5. Black plays Queen Delta 7 to prevent Knight Echo 6. White plays Knight Fox Dot 7 check. Black plays King Hotel 8 forced, unless you want to give an exchange. White plays Knight Hotel 6, a double check. So the King must move. The King must go to Hotel 8. White plays Queen Golf 8 check, forcing Rook takes Queen Golf 8, and the Knight from Hotel 6 comes back into Foxtrot 7 for a smothered checkmate.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a variation which must stay in the notes.
Right. Just don't let it happen.
So Knight Golf 5 could be annoying.
Yeah.
All right, if King Hotel 8, Knight Golf 5, it's Queen Echo 8. But then the Knight can come in on Echo 6, which threatens a rook and threatens knight takes Charlie 7, winning a whole rook. Well, the knight will never get out, so it's at least an exchange and a pawn. It's not the best way to try to play for a win.
Right. Yeah.
So the game move for Black is pawn Echo 6. Game move pawn Echo 6.
Really forced.
Yeah. And it vacates the Echo 7 square. So if Knight Golf 5 comes in, threatening cheap moves like knight takes... Oh, no, it doesn't threaten it. I was thinking there's going to be a loss of rook on A8. I was looking at knight golf 5 takes Echo 6, bishop takes Echo 6, queen takes Bravo 7. The black just simply plays knight delta 7, and white's lost a piece. So, but nevertheless, knight golf 5, you go queen Echo 7, and then it's all protected.
Yes.
And then you have to think about kicking, either breaking the pin on the Echo 6 pawn or kicking the knight back. And if you kick the knight back with pawn Hotel 6, you create a slight weakness in your king side. If White ever comes in with Golf 4 or Hotel 4 5. So pawn Echo 6 is the game move. The game move for White. So Queen Bravo 3 check. Black blocks a check with pawn Echo 6. Game move for White is Knight Bravo Delta 2. And the game move for Black is over protect the weak points. Game move for Black is Queen Echo 7. And then Black is preparing moves like Knight Charlie 6 or Knight Bravo Delta 7 and then pawn Echo 5. Oh no, you have to move the King first. Yeah. One idea that did occur to me during the game that I wasn't too sure about was Black playing pawn Alpha 5, Alpha 4.
Wow.
Well, I'm not sure if it does any good. Pawn Alpha 5, Alpha 4, the Queen just drops back to Charlie 2, and what has Black gained? Not much.
Well, yeah, now if White castles queenside, then you could do that, I guess.
Yeah, but even then the Queen just drops back to... Well, at least it's freed up the pressure on Bravo 7.
Yeah, and you could play actually pawn to alpha three. We've seen that maneuver.
If
White Castle.
Yeah, you could play alpha three just to get pawn bravo three out of white. It might prove useful if an attack if this queen side ever broke open, a pawn and alpha three could prove advantageous.
If he would got a castle queen side, he shouldn't have played queen bravo three. You know.
Yeah, maybe the queen would have done just as well on Charlie too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, going for the thematic break of pawn echo four.
Yep.
Oh, well. Yeah, these are the doubts that go through your mind in a game when it was just a straight player against player in a league match. You wouldn't have any other thoughts going on in your head other than this game.
Yeah.
But because it's a seven round tournament, and this is round five, and a decisive game for either player will seriously change the tournaments. If White wins, the tournament's virtually over. Yeah.
And even if White draws, he's got a big advantage.
If White draws, he's still got the advantage of an extra half point. And he can afford to drop a draw in the final two rounds and still have the better sum of progressive scores.
And still get it, yeah.
Yeah. And that assumes that the player trying to catch up wins can win all their games anyway.
Yes. It's just a big advantage.
Yeah. But the disadvantage is then it plays on your mind. Do I play specifically to neutralise black, or do I play as if there's going to be some sort of a fight going on, and take the risk that it could explode?
Yeah, right.
So arguably, black's game is easier to play because black is thinking in terms of only one resource. You know, I must win. All right, if I draw, it's not the end of the world. But I'm going. I must find a mechanism to at least put in some sort of a challenge for a win. Otherwise, it's just rolling over, isn't it? And saying, oh well, have the tournaments. Yeah. Okay. So knight. Queen echo 7 by black. It's white to play. Are you going to do it? Knight bravo delta 2 for white. Cast queen echo 7 for black. Is white going to do it? Well, all right. I'll tell you what white's going to do. The game move is castle queen side.
He shouldn't have put his queen there then. As you said, Queen Charlie 2.
Charlie 2 and Bishop Delta 3 would have helped pawn echo 4. Yeah.
Which is really, that's very, the fight along the echo file is key, I think, to both sides.
Yeah, and Black can't afford to have a pawn on the echo file. Black can't afford to be left with a pawn sitting on the echo file, which at the moment, with White having a pawn on delta 4, bishop on fox.4, knight fox.3, means Black has to arrange it somehow, though the last piece to keep recapturing is a piece and not a pawn. I'm wondering if White could have gone slowly bishop echo 2 and just let Black play a developing move somewhere. I mean, what developing move has Black got? Knight Charlie 6, possibly?
I think the echo 5 is going to come in, and then White... What's White's...
No, there's a pin, Queen Bravo 3 pin at the moment.
Yeah, but you get rid of that, and...
Yeah, Yeah, with the queen, on echo seven. Yeah, I've had to expend a tempo, haven't I? Yeah. I mean, the knight golf five trick is not a threat now anymore. Knight golf five just assists, probably just assists black if anything.
Yep. Well, actually, instead of that five, black has to also consider the pawn storming on the queen side.
What with, you know, pawn Charlie six, pawn Bravo five, pawn Alpha five, maybe.
Well, just the alpha pawn for starters. First, if you get that down to, what do you want to call it, alpha 4, the queen will have to abandon the pin on the echo 6 pawn. And you could, and maybe you can do both, you know, you cast the queen side and you play king pawn echo 5. And by the way, the alpha rook may be able to get in the game by moving up to the fourth or fifth rank or something.
It would have to be alpha five, wouldn't it? Yeah. No, you're pawn Charlie six, pawn Bravo five, pawn Alpha five. But what happens if I go pawn Bravo four, then pawn Charlie four comes back at me, and then I can't break through. I'd need a pawn on Delta 5, Charlie 6, Bravo 5, and Bravo 4 if I'm looking for pawn structure imbalance.
Mm. Do it that way, as I said. All right. That would just push the alpha pawn all the way down. That could be a pawn. Oh, which also, by the way, frees the bishop from moving, because white is also hitting Bravo 7. So it'd be nice.
Seven, yeah.
Be nice to get that queen to move. It's doing two things, and in addition, you're threatening his king with your alpha pawn.
Yeah. Well, black could try a cheeky bishop delta seven, and if queen takes Bravo seven, bishop Charlie six forces it back, and then knight delta seven and rook foxtrot Bravo eight. So it's all a bit speculative for a pawn, but. You never know it. You never know in six moves time the piece activity might do something.
Someone joined us. Hello? Hello, someone joined us?
No, I don't think so.
And by the way, Ace Ash, you don't have to worry about your Bravo pawn. You'd be happy for let white play queen takes Bravo 7.
Well, it's at least two tempi, and maybe three, because sooner or later it's going to get kicked off the Bravo. Yeah, three tempi for a pawn, I don't know.
Especially that pawn, because it's on the side of the board where the king is, too, as well.
Yeah, it gives black an initiative, so maybe bishop delta 7 could be tried.
Anyway, because you don't have to worry about the pawn. Let him take it.
Yeah.
You'd like to you'd like to put it in the box right now.
Okay. So the game move for white is castle's queen side.
Yeah, now that's a different. Now it's a whole. There's a time to think. Yeah. I almost always just pawn storm when on opposite sides because.
It's the right way. It's the right way to play at our level. Because if you're attacking on both sides, if two attacks are going on, it's the Fisherism, punch and duck, knowing when to punch and when to duck. And Getting that right, it can often determine who wins. If you try one attacking move too many when you should have taken time out to play a defensive move, your opponent might be three moves up on an attack then. Whereas you spend a time out on a defensive move, and while it's a weakness, it might take them three or four moves regrouping before they can gang up on that weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think opposite wing attacks are the hardest to play. They're the hardest type of games to play. And I think they're the type of games that the club player should seek most.
The strategy is easy. It's the tactics that get hard, I guess. But strategy is easy. Just throw the pawns down there.
Quite often. Sometimes you have to sacrifice a pawn.
Sacrifice them, yeah.
There's, you know, we've looked at so many games in the Sicilian where white attacks with the golf and hotel pawns, and white throws in pawn golf six, and black takes it, foxtrot takes golf six, and then black pushes on with pawn hotel six.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving up a pawn to have two semi-open files to play on. Whereas if you really capture immediately, black might be able to push past with pawn hotel six, though that in itself opens you up to piece sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, knowing something about the strategy of how to play opposite wing attacks can help. Mm. All right. Pawn Charlie 6 and Pawn Bravo 5 and Pawn Alpha 5, Pawn Alpha 4 and Pawn Bravo 4, or maybe just hit the Alpha Pawn all the way down the board and then start attacking with the Charlie Pawn might do something.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meanwhile, White is going to come in with Pawn Golf 4.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you definitely don't want to win a pawn on golf four, do you? Well, no. Some players might.
No.
I think if White had a bishop on echo two first before castle's queen side, black would have played a developing move somewhere, or maybe black would have played king hotel eight, just getting out of the pin, and then White could go castle queen side and pawn golf four. But White will have to go golf takes foxtrot 5 if White wants open lines. White would not want to push past with pawn golf 5, I don't think. So what White will want to do is semi-open the golf file and then throw the hotel pawn down the board and put rooks on hotel golf 1 and then think again.
Yep.
It's all very long term, isn't it? And we don't know how much activity black can get on the queen side. So pawn golf 4 is coming no matter what, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to try stopping it with pawn hotel 5, are you?
No.
Are you? No. No. All right. Any other ideas then? Pawn golf 4 is coming. How can we make it so as pawn golf 4 doesn't carry as much threat as it might?
We can move the king, I guess, as one, so you can take back with the echo pawn.
Yeah, but even then, hotel 4-5 is going to come in, isn't it? Or slower moves like bishop echo 2 or delta 3. Echo 2 looks safer, because if black ever does get pawn echo 5 in, you don't want to be scared of pawn echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
So bishop echo 2, look delta golf 1, hotel 4, 5, and think again. You might even be prepared to give up a pawn to knight takes hotel 5. You might want to put the knight on golf 5 first of white, and with a bishop on echo 2, that's a pawn's pawn hotel 4-5. So this is about 6-7 moves in the future. But as soon as pawn hotel 4-5 comes in, all white's army is beginning to work on the black king side. So pawn golf 4 could be a bit of an annoyance. So how what are we going to do about that?
Good question. Seems almost unstoppable. Maybe you could put the Charlie Bishop on the long diagonal. So
Bravo 6, Bishop Bravo 7. Yeah, that's a slower way of playing it. In fact, that's letting White say, that's saying to White, all right, you come at me on the king side, I'll take all the pressure you throw at me.
At this stage, after looking at it for a while, I would say, well, but I'll just proceed with my queenside attack and see what happens.
Okay. So you're prepared to have a like two boxers in the middle of the ring just hammering at each other until one falls over.
No defense. All offense.
Yeah.
All punching, no ducking. Oh no. Having seen
that. Oh, have you seen an idea?
I'm looking at moving the Foxtrot 6.
All right. Sorry?
I'm looking at moving the Foxtrot 6-9. Maybe.
By two?
Yeah, that's the question. No, maybe Echo 4.
When you drop in an Echo 4, you're threatening Knight takes Foxtrot 2 when he pulls an Echo 3.
Yeah.
So, Knight Echo 4, why can't Knight takes Foxtrot 2? Why can't you shoot Golf 3? I could consider taking that off. Because doubled golf pawns will make it far more difficult to fully open up the golf file. So White can only get one file on the king side to open. The rooks. White ideally wants semi open. Knight will struggle to get the golf file fully open or semi open.
Wouldn't expect White would play Knight 6 Echo 4.
So let's imagine that. If we play Knight Echo 4, White is forced to, if White doesn't want to give up the bishop pair and have difficulties with the golf pawns, then it has to be Knight takes Knight Echo 4. And when Black captures Foxtrot takes Echo 4, that leverage point of Foxtrot 5 has been removed. So pawn golf 4 does nothing. So all White's kingside attack is based on pawn golf 4 takes Foxtrot 5. But if the Foxtrot pawn isn't there, White's kingside attack doesn't come flying in like it could.
In fact, it's kind of that two pawns against two pawn thing, so that you can, if you put your black pawn side by side, when he pushes, you push past, and it just locks up.
Which would force him to sacrifice a piece for two pawns, maybe. Depending on the position. That would be dangerous, but it might be Black's best way of playing for a win.
Yep.
Okay, so this is the game move. The game move for Black is Knight Echo 4. I think White has very little choice here. I think Bishop Golf 3 is a little bit dismal. Black will definitely play Knight takes Golf 3. And the White King side attack is going to be hampered by the double pawns. The first time, black will push past the pawn, foxtrot four. Okay, the game move is knight to four.
This shows all the more white should have played queen, Charlie two, or bishop delta three, if not both, and would have made that move impossible. Or even if he
would have stopped that move.
If he just moved the foxtrot bishop, then he could protect the foxtrot pawn with rook, say.
So, yes, again, bishop echo two before castle's queen side. Would have allowed white to defend with rook foxtrot one, you're right.
But that was okay. Good plan.
And then white could have moved the foxtrot knight and played pawn foxtrot three.
Chasing.
So yeah, so yes again, white's enthusiasm to get castle queenside. Yeah. But white didn't know whether the bishop was going to mess or echo two or delta three.
Yeah. It's all right. Because the castle queen side kind of surprise, so you want to keep your surprises till later. In fact, yeah. Anyway, okay.
Well, because it committed. Whereas the bishop has to be, the bishop on foxtrot one must develop if there's going to be a king side attack. And it's not going to go to golf two. It's either going to be echo two or delta three. Delta three runs into problems if black goes echo five to echo four. So echo two is the natural square. So that when the hotel pawn starts racing forward, white moves the foxtrot three knight somewhere, and then pawn hotel five is being played.
Yeah.
So bishop echo two before castle queenside would have made this plan of less value, because it meant knight echo four could just be answered with rook delta foxtrot one.
Kind of more ignored. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So knight takes echo four for white, foxtrot five takes echo four for black. Again, rooks. Now the knight on foxtrot three is attacked. Is it going to come forward or backward?
He wants to watch out, he may lose it if he... Oh, well, let's see. Sure, figure. The pin goes it. Go five because he attacks the that pawn. Go four pawn.
Well, if it goes forward knight goal five, it forces black to go pawn delta five. And if it goes backwards knight delta two, it still forces black to go pawn delta five.
Yeah.
Black can't afford to lose that pawn. And there's no other way to defend it.
Ooh. Okay. But if he comes forward, then after the delta five move, white has to worry about his knight. Doesn't have any retreat squares.
Well, if white plays knight gold five, yeah, after pawn delta five, the knight on gold five has no retreat squares. So white, pawn hotel six might win a piece, but it might prove a piece that you don't particularly want. After pawn hotel four, hotel says golf five, hotel says golf five. There could be a very strong attack coming on the black king. But nevertheless, would white want to risk knight golf five and having the piece trapped? Of course, knight golf five, pawn delta five for black, pawn hotel four solves the problem.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily trapped. But why risk it?
Well, to promote the kingside attack, he goes, you can now push the hotel pawn all the way down, and the knight is, well, knight's protected, and it's, we might be able to play knight takes hotel seven or something at some point.
If white was in a must-win situation, these ideas would definitely come to mind.
Yeah.
It's not in a must-win situation, but all the pressure and hope it's a roughly equal ending.
And by the way,
game move for white.
Black plays Delta 5, he almost has to give up Echo 5 as a move.
Well, not really, because White's Fox Shot 3 Knights is no longer fighting for Echo 5.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm.
When the Knight retreats, all that's preventing the pawn Echo 5 is a Delta 4 pawn and the Bishop. And Black's got two pieces supporting the Queen and the Bishop. But Black would like to have a Knight out, so that after pawn Echo 5, well, at the moment it's still in the pin, but a potential pawn Echo 5 should be answerable by if White captures an Echo 5, the Knight takes Echo 5. White wants to keep the Golf 7, Black wants to keep the Golf 7 Bishop for attacking purposes, if need be. All right, game move for White is the retreat Knight Delta 2.
Don't look that.
Well, he's playing careful.
Yeah, but it's not as if he could hold on 10 more moves, that would be all right. He's got to actually not lose, so he's giving himself a bad position now.
Yeah, so he had a bishop on Echo 2. The unraveling he's got to do now would not need to take place. Foxtrot 2 is always going to be a little bit on the weak side.
Yep.
All right, Knight Delta 2. Game move for Black is pawn Delta 5. White to play. Any ideas? He thought for a while about this move, so there's quite some thinking gone into this. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe 12 minutes.
Foxtrot 3, one idea.
It is the thematic way to break open, yeah.
Oh, you gotta proceed with the kingside pawn storm. Actually, it's a good start. No, it opens.
You might want to play Bishop Echo 2 first, and then pawn Foxtrot 3. And if Black takes, which I think Black must, you could take with the Bishop, and you stabilise the King side. You stop Black getting any play up the Foxtrot file. You've ruled out your own attack with the Hotel Golf pawns, but you stabilise the centre of it.
Yeah, but if he takes, you take back with the pawn, and you open up the golf, semi-open up the golf file.
Okay.
It's quicker.
But you're going to have to lift the bishop back rank anyway. You might as well do it now.
It might actually go to Alpha 3, though. I mean, Hotel 3.
Hotel 4, it could do that, yes, you're right. Whereas you might be able to prepare it. And then if you play Pawn Foxtrot 3, Black knows the pawn structure to play against. If you hold back on pawn Foxtrot 3, then Black may play other moves that get in the way or don't assist in fighting against pawn Foxtrot 3. An idea which occurred to me in the game with White to play here is Pawn Charlie 4.
Mm.
The idea being, black is clearly not going to take that. It is that if black plays Pawn Charlie 6, white then plays Charlie takes Delta 5, and black would like to play Echo takes Delta 5, but that, oh, it can be played because the Queen guards Echo 4, so I was miscalculating. Oh dear. So that's why white didn't go Charlie takes Delta, Charlie 4. The idea was Charlie 4, Charlie 6, Charlie takes Delta 5. I thought black had to play Charlie takes Delta 5, but black can play Echo takes Delta 5, because Knight takes Echo 4 will be answered by Queen and Echo 7 takes Echo 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that. That was naughty.
Luckily, it didn't matter. You missed it.
I'd have probably seen it the closer we got to it.
Yeah,
white plays Charlie. But the idea was for white to play Charlie 4, play Charlie takes Delta 5, put the King on Bravo 1 and the Rook on Charlie 1.
Yes.
Okay. So, Pawn Delta 5, it's white to play. What's white going? Oh, yeah, this was the big think move. Yeah. At least 10 minutes, maybe a bit more.
I think it's, yeah, definitely should involve the Echo 4 pawn.
Or maybe just Hotel 4-5 and see what. Or Bishop Echo 2, Hotel 4-5, see what Black does. Black, as soon as you go Hotel 4, Black could go Hotel 6. Then Hotel 5 could be met by Pawn Golf 5.
What's the thought? Yeah.
A bit risky.
Push the Hotel 5. If he does that, then you can just go Foxtrot 3. And he's weakened his golf pawn. And you put a rook on the golf file.
Yeah, golf 6 could become weak if black ever has to go pawn. Hotel 6.
So the Echo 4 pawn is quite a cramping pawn. I would go with that right away. As you were saying, more the caveman approach rather than the subtle approach, delaying it. But either way, it should be the kingside pawn storm should continue.
Okay. All right. It's not Foxtrot 3. It's another totally, totally different idea that White comes up with.
You could go golf 4.
Could do, yeah. Could do it slower. Bishop echo 2, golf 4, bishop golf 3. Put a rook on the foxtrot file and push pawn foxtrot 4, 3. Pawn foxtrot 4 would give white 3. Three pawns against two, so black would feel on the bound to take on pass on.
Which is okay, either way.
But if white can manoeuvre a fully open file, black dare not let white take complete control of that fully open file, which means all the rooks are going to come off.
Yes.
Which makes winning, playing for a win, more risky.
Right. Oh, because you can always play King Bravo 1. If you really are scared of the cat.
I don't think you'll find this move.
Yeah, okay.
Game move for whites is Queen Bravo 4.
Oh my.
Well, threatening to win a queen with queen takes check at seven. And at queen straight, the Charlie 7 pawn is a little bit weak. And with queens off, white can afford to snatch a Charlie 7 pawn.
This queen is not very well placed there. You can play alpha 5 soon. You gotta move your queen soon.
Why aren't you threatening queen takes queen, winning a queen?
Yeah, I know. You gotta. You presumably get the queen out of the way, and then you counterattack against this white queen.
Okay, go queen fox shot 7. White then goes queen Charlie 5. Doubly attacking Charlie 7. White, black goes pawn Charlie 6. White comes in queen Delta 6, maybe. Threatening queen Charlie 7 to harass the queen again.
No, there must be a way to develop your queen side, or give away a queen side pawn or two, even. I'm just trying that kind of stuff.
Well, as unpleasant as it seems, the conclusion I came to was that Black has to exchange queens.
Oh.
Well, if you run away, queen fox dot 7, queen Charlie 5, pawn Charlie 6, or maybe knight alpha 6 there. Oh, you got knight alpha 6. Queen Charlie 5, you got knight alpha 6. But the queen going to foxtrot 7 means some of the support for pawn echo 5 has been lost.
Yeah, but you can counterattack down on the queen side with your pawns and pieces against that queen.
Okay, maybe. Obviously, knight Charlie 6 is a blunder because of queen takes echo 7, knight takes echo 7, bishop takes Charlie 7, winning a safe pawn, I think. Oh, this rook takes foxtrot 2 in the air. Oh, look at that. Maybe not so clever after all, man. Maybe knight Charlie 6 is playable then. But white doesn't have to play bishop takes Charlie 7. White would probably just go bishop echo 2, rook down to foxtrot 1.
I would look hard, really hard, before I exchange queens if I needed a win. Mm. If the queen trying to, what? Can you just play, at the queen, foxtrot 7, if queen, Charlie 5, knight?
Alpha 6.
Or how about Charlie 6? Either one.
Yeah, Charlie 7 probably is still a permanent target.
Yeah, but you don't really care much about it. Help your king side, your attack against his king. These are tough. It's double edge, you know. He's kind of trying to attack your queen side with meager forces, the queen and a little bit of the bishop. And the skirmish is all in front of his king, you know. And his queen's got a. Queen can't exchange itself for anything. It's just the run, except for a queen. And the alternative, exchange of queens, seems pretty bad. Well, anyhow.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, attacks don't have to be necessarily cut and thrust with pawns, sofa files, and pieces flying in. You can still mount a slow opposite wing attack and invade with a rook or pieces somewhere.
And of course, you're arguing in double pawns.
Yeah, I mean that's a little niggle for the ending that he has to be careful of. Yeah.
It's the first time. Yeah, that's the first pawn thing. So.
Yeah. So I just play this on the grounds so that, all right, he looks to be in a mood for trading pieces off. That's and true. I just said to myself, this is an attitude of saying. He's trying to neutralize instead of play for pressure. If he's in that mood, well, maybe he'll start looking for variations that lead to neutralization rather than looking for variations that lead to pressure.
And he's willing to give you a small advantage, the double pawn, as a price. So if you accumulate enough small advantages, it might be enough.
Yeah. I mean, after all, if it has to be within 70 or 80 moves, then 70 or 80 moves it is.
Sure, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I decided that trade queens and just play it as a normal game where I'm just looking for the initiative here and there. And let's see what he comes out with for his strategy of how to play a game that he's willing to draw. Yeah. Okay, Queen takes Bravo 4 for Black. Charlie 3 takes Bravo 4 for White. Game moves played. Game move Black, Queen takes Bravo 4. Game move White, Charlie takes Bravo 4. Mm. Well, Charlie 6 pawn is attacked. Charlie 7 pawn. You can't give away a pawn like that for free, can you?
Let's see why you should.
Oh, look at that. There's a sneaky little trick. Bishop Delta 7. And if bishop takes Charlie 7, look, Charlie 8 wins a bishop.
Wow.
But after bishop delta 7, white just goes king bravo 1, and then you have to do something about the Charlie pawn anyway.
Yeah.
So bishop delta 7 is playing for traps. The piece that belongs on delta 7 is the knight. The knight has to get pawn echo 5 in. So playing pawn Charlie 6 protects Delta 5 in anticipation of pawn Echo 5. So the game move for Black is pawn Charlie 6. Game move for Black, pawn Charlie 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right, white to play. Still a little bit worried about Foxtrot 2.
Now it's a little different in a way. You don't want to undouble his pawns.
No, you don't want to go alpha 5 now, do you? No. We'd like to leave that there for the long term, wouldn't we? Yeah, just in case. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what the position is going to be like in 40 moves. What is white to play? Any ideas?
Pretty much to put rook on try file.
Yeah, bishop echo 2, rook delta fox stop 1, and then go hotel 4-5 again. I mean, it's not going to be a mating attack now. But, you know, if white can get rooks doubled on the hotel file, you know, and it lands on hotel 7. It's a difficult position for black to try to play for a win. Because you just got to exchange rooks off. And every time pieces exchange, it just makes it harder to create complications. All right, the game move for white is knight bravo 3. Twice in the game plays knight bravo 3. When a piece moves, it vacates the square for somebody else. Mm-hmm. White can now play rook delta 2 to protect foxtrot 2 if need be. So another plan for white here, if white wants, instead of knight bravo 3, is to play king bravo 1, rook charlie 1, and yeah, start doing something with pawn bravo 5.
That's what I would like, yeah.
Yeah. Because white still owns charlie 7. If the charlie file ever opens up, charlie 7 will be an invasion point. And then any rook coming in on Charlie 7 must be challenged, and when it's challenged, it can get exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But this is what goes through your mind. Are you trying to hold the position and keep everything under control, or are you trying to push for an initiative? And King Bravo 1, Rook Charlie 1, Pawn Bravo 5 is to play for the initiative.
Yeah.
Alright, so knight bravo 3 is played. Black in the game to play, any ideas?
He's going to develop his queen side somehow. Bravo 6, maybe, just to strain that line.
Yeah, I looked hard at that, but I wonder if pawn bravo 5 might cause me a problem or two. Pawn bravo 6, white plays pawn bravo 5. If I take that, white will take with the bishop, and then whatever piece I develop on delta 7 is going to get traded off. And then White's ready for King Delta 2 and Rook Charlie 1. And pawn Bravo 6, pawn, idea pawn Bravo 6, white pawn Bravo 5. Pawn Charlie 5 is no good because that just loses a pawn, I think. Delta takes Charlie 5, Bravo takes Charlie 5, Knight takes Charlie 5, and nothing can get to the Charlie file to pin the Knight. So it just drops a pawn for nothing. Open lines, but I'm not convinced.
No, no. Not with the Queen's gone.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the pawn. Or, unless I can establish a rook on the 7th rank in reply. Right, okay. Black in the game just gets on the development. Black plays Knight Delta 7. Yeah. And if White plays pawn Bravo 5 now, Black will just sit there and go, so what? And if you play pawn takes Charlie 6, Black will go pawn takes Charlie 6. A nice alpha 5 problem, so Black can make a pawn Charlie 5. However, that loses horribly to Delta takes Charlie 5, Knight takes Charlie 5, Bishop Delta 6. Losing an exchange. So pawn Bravo is a little bit tricky. Bravo 5, White, Black would have to go pawn Echo 5 immediately. Which at least puts pressure on the Foxtrot 4 Bishop for a moment and takes away the idea of Bishop Delta 6 in the middle of all the complications. I think pawn Bravo 5 is a move worthy of consideration here.
Yeah.
Right, White in the game goes defensive. White plays game move, Rook Delta 2. So White is sideways defending Foxtrot 2, which is a bit odd because if White was looking for a kingside attack, surely this rook should be on its back rank pointing forwards, not on its second rank pointing sideways. Instead of Rook Delta 2, an idea I thought of in the game which might cause problems is Knight Alpha 5.
Yeah, I was looking at that. See.
All right, Black will continue pawn Echo 5, but Black's problem is how to develop the Charlie 8 bishop without losing the Bravo 7 pawn.
Yeah.
You need a rook on Foxtrot 7 and the knight to not be on Delta 7, and then not to be a pawn on Echo 6. So Black would have to move the Echo pawn, move the Foxtrot 6 knight somewhere, move the Charlie Rook to Foxtrot 7 and play Bishop Echo 6. It really does tie Black down, just with one move, Knight Alpha 5.
Yep.
Though I suppose White, Black could go Pawn Echo 5, maybe trade on Delta 4, play Knight Foxtrot 6. And, oh no, you can't go Bishop Delta 7 because you lose your Bravo 7 pawn. So it doesn't work. So what I suggested has to be done. Move the Echo Pawn, move the Delta 7 Knight, play Rook on Foxtrot 7, and lift the Bishop off the back rank. And you can't, in the middle of all this, play Rook Bravo 8, because Black's still got a Bishop on Foxtrot 4. Ah, but if you play Pawn Echo 5, maybe you can just about risk Rook Bravo 8, followed by Bishop Delta 7, followed by then Pawn Bravo 6. So maybe Black can just about untangle.
Yeah. But it takes several moves.
Yeah, it takes a lot of moves, doesn't it?
So White might be able to do something in the meantime.
Yeah, but maybe White's mentality is just to hold this position now. Maybe White's just sitting out. I'll just sit on the position and force you to go to extreme lengths to open it up. If White needed a win, I don't think he'd be playing in this manner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
If White needed a win, I think White would have gone for pawn echo 4 as the natural break of the London collie system starts. Okay, so maybe pawn bravo 5 creates complications here, and maybe knight alpha 5 causes Black to have to go into some awkward manoeuvres to do something, so to get developed. All right, White didn't do it. White in the game played rook delta 2. Game move for White is rook delta 2. You can only play against the move your opponent plays.
Well, thank goodness. If you always had to play against the best move, that would be rough going.
Well, There are occasions when you have to play against the best move when you're playing Alpha Zero.
Oh yes, well, usually I'm sure it makes the same play mistakes. in God's world.
Yeah, all right. It's the best option going at the moment.
Right.
Alpha Zero. And if you can see the difference between what it plays and the best move, and then you're really better than this, aren't you? If you can look at it and say that's a suboptimal move, you just played the second best move then.
That would take Alpha 1 at least.
Yeah. Okay. So White has just played rook delta 2. Well, Black's only got one sensible move here. You've got to complete queenside development somehow, which means the knight on delta 7 has to get moving.
Yeah.
You've got to activate your position.
Play echo 5?
Yeah, that's it. Game move for Black is pawn echo 5.
So he's going to get rid of his double pawns anyway.
Well, it's double echo 5.
Yeah, but you're going to get rid of the double echo pawns.
He hasn't got double echo pawns. Oh, black, yeah, you're right, yeah. Sorry. I'm only looking at White's position. Yeah, apologies. Yeah, by force, we either trade on Delta 4 or White trades on Echo 5. All right. Well, it's White to play. What are you going to do? You're going to trade or back off? Because your bishop's attacked as well.
Yeah. Probably trade. Yeah, they have played pawn 6, pawn.
It probably doesn't matter which way you do it. If White goes pawn 6, echo 5, the knight comes to echo 5. And then it's White to play. White, of course, can spend a piece move retreating to golf 3, which is probably going to want to do anyway at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if white retreats, black will trade on delta 4. The white knight will come to delta 4, claiming lots of light squares, and the black knight will have to move from delta 7 to guard the light squares, echo 6.
Hmm.
So if white trades first, black gets more piece activity quicker. White trades, black takes with a knight. White comes in knight delta 4 and it's black to move. If white goes bishop golf 3, black trades. White brings a knight to delta 4. Black goes knight echo 5 and it's white to play with already a piece on delta 4. So white by retreating bishop golf 3 gains a development tempo because black is having to play a pawn capture to activate the white Bravo 3 knight.
Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? It looks like a waste of the move by the bishop, but you end up ahead of the tempo.
White ends up a development tempo ahead because black's playing a pawn move followed by a knight move. Whereas white plays a pawn move and black then activates a piece immediately. Whereas if white retreats a piece, black takes a pawn move, white activates a piece.
Hmm.
And then black has to play knight echo 5 anyway. Whereas if white takes on echo 5, black gets the knight to echo 5 and it's white to play. And white hasn't got a knight on delta 4, which is a useful square for a knight.
Yeah.
So the game move for white is bishop golf 3. Well, black's only got one plan here, develop the queen side at the moment. And in order to do that, we need the knight on foxtrot 7, delta 7 to move. And the only really good square is echo 5. You don't want to put it on foxtrot 6 because you're guarding your own pawns, you're fighting against your own pawns. Black wants a knight on echo 5, not foxtrot 6. So the game move for black is virtually forced. The game move for black is echo 5 takes delta 4. All right, white's got a three-way capture. You can take with pawn, knight, or rook.
If you roll out the rook right away.
Oh, well, if you take with the rook, you're giving away an exchange.
Yes. No compensation. So.
No, none whatsoever.
Pawn or knight. Sure look like the knight. Maybe. Best.
Well, it's covering light squares, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're just holding back any thoughts black might have of moving the Bravo pawn because Charlie 6 might fall. And besides,
it's a knight that's in the board.
Though if you take with the pawn, you're denying black the opportunity of a knight on echo 5. But the knight would probably come to foxtrot 6, hotel 5 anyway, and then come in on foxtrot 4. So, all right, if you take with the pawn, you demand black go knight foxtrot 6 to hotel 5, and then in on foxtrot 4 at some point.
It would be an isolated pawn, too.
It would.
And the knight would be in center if it takes, whereas the knight otherwise is still...
Yeah, and the knight on Bravo 3 would be guarding a pawn, wouldn't it, essentially?
Yeah.
So white comes to the conclusion that you play knight to delta 4. So the game move for white is knight takes pawn.
Oops.
So black has just played echo 5 takes delta 4. White has just played knight 6 delta 4. And black really has only one sensible move again, and that is to move the knight from delta 7 to echo 5. Game move for black is knight echo 5. Which liberates the Charlie 8 bishop, which will then allow the alpha 8 rook to develop to the middle. All right, white to play. Any ideas? Black's just established knight on echo 5. In fact, the development tempi are virtually the same now. Both players have got a pleasant knight sitting on dark squares, looking to control light squares. Well, you've got to get on with developments, haven't you? I mean, your kingside pawn's still on the stop now. Pawn Bravo 5 here. And if black plays pawn Charlie 5, knight Bravo 3, attacks a pawn, pawn Charlie 4 hits the knight comes back to Delta 4, or the knight might even come into Charlie 5. And then black's left with a problematic Delta 5 pawn. So pawn Bravo 5 has caused white black a few problems. If pawn Bravo 5, black would have to go Bishop Delta 7. Bravo takes Charlie 6 for white, Bravo takes Charlie 6 for black, and then white shuffles the king to Bravo 1, lifts Bishop Echo 2 and plays Rook Charlie 1, and starts putting pressure on the backward Charlie 6 pawn. It's defended by bishop and knight on echo 5, bishop Delta 7, knight echo 5, but the bishop, knight on echo 5 off whenever white wants.
What, Charlie, if Bravo 5 for white, Bravo 5, yeah, Charlie 5 for black, knight back, why can't black play, can he play Bravo 6?
Rook takes Delta 5.
Uh-oh. Forget it.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Well, that's risky. Okay, here's an idea. Bravo 5, Charlie 5. Knight Bravo 3. Bishop Echo 6 protects Delta 5. Knight takes Charlie 5, one of the rooks to Charlie 8 seems to win a piece, doesn't it?
Because
it attacks a piece that's unprotected, and then pawn Bravo 6 pins it.
Yeah.
So rook Charlie pawn Bravo 4 protects the knight, okay, but pawn Bravo 6 wins it. So the Charlie 5 pawn is immune. So Bravo 5, Charlie 5 might be playable.
And then it's good, I think, because white gets rid of his one, his weakness.
And black will have a permanent weakness on Delta 5 to defend.
Yep.
Here's your reminder. Exercise.
I'm exercising my brain. So.
Here's your reminder. Exercise.
Later. Okay.
Okay, so pawn Bravo 5.
That's a good move, I think. Yeah.
Well, black might well go Bishop Delta 7, but then white can trade on Charlie 6 anyway, and maybe think of transferring attack. So just get development, put your king on Bravo 1, and then just start looking for the Charlie pawn. Because if black gets too ambitious in pushing pawn Charlie 5, then what one pawns might drop off, either Charlie 5 or Delta 5.
Yep.
Black would have to keep defending this Charlie 6 pawn. And also, if pawn Bravo 5, Charlie 6, Bravo 5, the Delta 5 pawn will always be backward on a semi-open pawn. Yes. It will always be a headache. Okay. All right. Again, if you look at this, it's a little bit of an aggressive move, isn't it? Pawn Bravo 5, in one sense.
Yeah.
And And we're thinking that White is of the mindset to just keep everything under control and not play anything that pushes to create a fight. Okay, so the game move for White is Bishop Echo 2. Game move for White, Bishop Echo 2. Well, Black's got to his own with developments, and there's only one sensible developing move.
Which is Bishop out.
Or, what Black could play, Pawn Alpha 6 to permanently rule out Pawn Bravo 5.
Yeah.
All right, game move for Black is Bishop Delta 7, for better or worse. Maybe Pawn Alpha 6 rules out Pawn Bravo 5, but if White's not of a mindset to play Pawn Bravo 5, then it doesn't need to be defended against.
Yeah, he missed it before.
Well, maybe that's a question of missing it. Maybe he doesn't want the imbalance that comes. Maybe he's happy just to keep the position under control, leave everything static.
Yeah, but he could have got rid of one of his weaknesses and made the game Black a little weakness instead. I think he missed it. I think that was a good move that he missed. But yeah, of course, it's mindset.
It depends what your mindset. Yeah, mindset.
Yeah.
If he's been of a mind, I've done well so far, I've got queens off. Black can't really make anything on the queen side. The position isn't really set up for Black to go queen side attacking, I don't think.
No, the only way he could try that is would eliminate the Bravo 4 pawn, which he doesn't want to eliminate that.
Yeah, well, the dark squared bishop currently seems to play with a knight on Delta 4. And we're not going to play bishop takes knight Delta 4. So the dark squared bishop on Golf 7 isn't contributing much at the moment. And the light squared bishop is stuck behind the light squared pawn chain. So I think White's saying just leave Black where he is. Just leave everything where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the queen side where it is. Black can't effectively mount a queen side operation without creating pawn weaknesses somewhere. Okay, so Bishop Echo 2, game move for White. Bishop Delta 7, game move for Black. It's White to play. Any ideas?
Rook Hotel to Delta 1.
What's the intention?
Well, two ideas. One is, again, by pushing that Bravo pawn, you can weaken the Delta pawn. Or what was the other idea? Oh, you can play Rook to Charlie 2, maybe. Similar idea. Yeah.
White should be asking, what can Black do?
Well, is that too, yes.
Wait, no, seriously, what can Black do here? All right, maybe there's a queenside push coming somewhere with maybe something like Pawn Bravo 6. I can go Rook Fox Stop Bravo 8. Now, because the knight on Echo 5 protects against the bishop, though that could prove awkward in time. So you don't want to put a rook on Bravo 8 while the bishop's still on Golf 3, despite the fact there's a knight in the way. You don't know what sort of awkwardnesses could come.
Right.
So what can Black do? Play Pawn Alpha 5? Or play Pawn Bravo 5 followed by Pawn Alpha 5?
Yeah.
So maybe black should have planning pawn bravo 5, pawn alpha 5. But white can play moves like king bravo 1, pawn bella 3. And that more or less safeguards alpha 2.
Yeah.
Black can't get the light squared bishop into play if you play pawn bravo 5. But the light squared bishop is a big problem for black.
Yeah.
And the dark squared bishop hasn't got much activity either. So the only piece that's really doing anything is the foxtrot 8 block. But what joy has it got against foxtrot 2? None whatsoever. So white really should just do nothing moves that improve the position. If you saw, well, that's a contradiction in term. White should play moves that do nothing to harm the position and that make small gains for reorganising. So king bravo 1 with an idea of rook charlie 2. And then pawn bravo 5 comes in. Maybe with rook hotel charlie 1 to begin with. Or black could go, white could go back to the old plan of hotel 4-5.
Yep.
But what can black do in this position? All right, black can double rooks on the foxtrot file. Big deal. You have to eliminate golf 3 bishop in order for that to have any power. So that means you'd have to play knight foxtrot 7, hotel 6 to foxtrot 5. But then white could trade knights off on foxtrot 5. Okay, the light squared bishop's got a little bit more active, but so what? At some point, sooner or later, black is going to have to commit to queenside activity to get open lines. Which black would have to do. Because if black wants to, all right, black could always sit back and say, well, I've had a game. I'll accept it's a draw.
Yeah.
I mean, at any point here, unless white wins a piece, providing material is equal, if black ever says draw, white will say, okay. So it starts getting difficult for black. Black goes to draw offer and white would accept. But not if black's gone 2 pawns down. You know, you can't beg a draw like that because, you know, there are limits as to how much a player will say, no, I'm not accepting a draw now. You know, if it's a simple safe win, 2 pawns up and no risk to white, then white will play for the win and take it. But white might win 1 pawn and then offer the draw. And depending on what's left on the board, black might have to take it. So sooner or later, black's got to open up something here. And he can't open the king side, so it has to be the queen side.
Mm-hmm.
So white should just do small improved moves. King bravo 1, rook charlie 2, rook hotel charlie 1, or pawn hotel 4-5 takes golf 6, and then think again. All right, white in the game comes up with a plan. So white has a plan here, but the only question is it a good plan or not so good plan? White in the game plays bishop takes knight echo 5. Well, black's got no choice here. Black in the game must play bishop takes bishop echo 5. And this is where white produces the plan. White in the game plays pawn, foxtrot 4. Okay, so white has just traded bishops on echo 5. Black has recaptured bishop takes bishop echo 5, gaining the bishop pair. And white has played pawn, foxtrot 4. So, it's black to play. What are you going to do? Are you going to capture on passant or retreat the bishop or trade bishop takes knight on delta 4?
Doesn't that win a pawn for black? Bishop takes knight.
No, he takes with the rook. Rook on delta 2. I think it's a try, so I better check this. Okay, yeah, we've got the right position, I think. Yeah, bishop takes sacrifice, bishop takes sacrifice, black pawn, fox, top four for white. Black to play, are you going to take on passant or are you going to leave the centre blocked?
Yeah. I think I take on passant.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you retreat, allow to get 3 against 2 on the king side for a pawn race. Yeah. Black's queen side pawn majority is not looking very mobile at the moment, whereas white's king side pawn majority is 7. Pawn got 4, hotel 4, got 5, hotel 5. White will first, and maybe doubling rooks on the hotel 5. White will get the positional pluses that black has to neutralise. So there's no choice. You've got the bishop there, you open it up. The game move for black is echo 4 takes fox dot 3 on passant. Right, so white's got a 3-way coin to toss in the air. Do you play knight takes fox dot 3, bishop takes fox dot 3, or golf takes fox dot 3? Any ideas?
I'm just noting that white has more pawn islands now than black.
Yeah, white's got 3 pawn islands, black's got 2. But white can still go hotel 4-5.
Right, if he takes with the pawn here.
Yeah, but then black can go golf takes hotel 5. And have an outside past hotel pawn. Maybe something, maybe nothing. It just means white has to be a little bit more careful about a past pawn on the edge of the board.
Yeah.
But white in return will have a past pawn in the centre if you take with the pawn on if golf takes fox dot 3, white will have hotel 4-5, and if black takes, white will have a past fox dot pawn. So, you know, but the hotel pawn is just that little bit further away. But then again, it's just one of those pawns that's a little bit more trickier to promote as well.
Tough, all of them. doesn't seem like you can rule any of them out, particularly. They all have their advantages and disadvantages.
Well, if you take with the knight, you're leaving your echo 3 pawn permanently backward and to be a target.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you'll find it very difficult to liberate with pawn echo 4 to exchange it off. Whereas at least if you take with the bishop or the pawn, you have some chances, maybe, of playing Pawn Echo 4 in the distant future, maybe, to exchange it off. And with the two against two setup of hotel golf against white hotel golf against black hotel golf, black will find it very difficult to squeeze something out of us. So bishop takes foxtrot 3 is sensible because it blocks the foxtrot file. And it means that white is consolidating the position.
Yeah, that's true.
White can then play moves like rook, hotel, echo 1 to start promoting pawn, echo 4. Maybe white wants to move the delta 4 knight somewhere first, so it doesn't get traded off. But ultimately, white should be able to force in pawn, echo 4. And if white can manoeuvre a position where the knight trades off a black's light square bishop, we have an obstacle of bishop position. Even though there's double rooks on it, it's an obstacle of bishop. And once the position opens up and rooks start confronting each other, I think we can only see one result coming. So I think bishop takes foxtrot 3, followed by rook echo 1, is a way to hold the position.
And then push the echo pawn. That would restore the pawn. Number of pawn islands. Right now, that pawn is isolated on an open file, so I don't really want to show.
Yeah. Okay, the game move for white is golf 3 takes fox. Golf 2 takes fox. Okay, so white united the pawns, so either pawn foxtrot 4 or pawn echo 4 can be organised.
Yeah.
On hotel 4, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Technically, those are hanging pawns, I guess you would call those hanging pawns. Yeah.
Connected pawns side by side on semi open files.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hanging pawns. Yeah. Which can be good or bad.
Well, the pawns themselves aren't weak. It's the piece support around them that determines whether or not they become targets or are safe. All right. Black in the game comes up with this. A strange move here. This is counterintuitive, this move. But black still can't do anything by force. So black's just got to slowly keep shuffling the pieces. Because there are two weaknesses here. Well, there are three weaknesses. There's hotel 3, foxtrot 3, echo 3. Hotel 3, you can only gang up on it with a rook and a bishop. But the rook can't get to hotel 4 or hotel 5 easily, yes. Foxtrot 3 is overprotected, it's doubly defended and only singly attacked by a rook, so foxtrot 3 is not weak. Echo 3 is a potential weakness. So who can gang up on echo 3? The dark squared bishop.
Yeah.
So how can the dark squared bishop attack echo 3 pawn? Well, it can only attack the Echo 3 pawn from the Hotel 6 to Charlie 1 diagonal.
Yeah.
So the game move for black is to retreat Bishop Golf 7.
Interesting, yeah.
With ideas of Bishop Hotel 6. And look at the congestion on the Charlie 1 to Hotel 6 diagonal.
Yeah, nice diagonal there.
Yeah, so not only would the pawn be pinned to a rook, but to a king.
Yeah.
Okay, so the game move for black is bishop golf 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, White anticipates Bishop Hotel 6, sees all the problems. White in the game plays pawn, foxtrot 4. Game move on foxtrot 4. And incidentally, it's reopening the idea of pawn, hotel 4, hotel 5 again.
Though, generally, you don't want to push that pawn until he actually makes the threat of bishop hotel 6. Then you can push it.
Yeah.
If you can do something useful somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, it's black to play, but white's just played pawn foxtrot 4, so ideas of pawn hotel 4 or 5 are in the air.
I think I'd rather have played one of the rooks. Anyway.
Well, it's black to play. What are you going to
do? No, instead of foxtrot 4, I think I would have moved one.
Oh, I see.
Done something else.
Mean get your rook off delta 2, maybe.
That's one thing. If you go to Charlie 2, for example.
Yeah, and if black ever plays bishop foxtrot 5, you'll chop it off with the knight immediately. Because then you've got your opposite colour bishops sitting in the position waiting for the rooks to challenge each other.
Yeah.
And the black rooks aren't getting an attack with the dark squared bishop. If you have double rooks and a dark and opposite colour bishops, whoever has the initiative has a really good position because they're attacking a piece up.
Okay, but what's done is done. So, foxtrot 4.
Okay, pawn foxtrot 4. Well, it's coming with another idea. It's a follow-up move. White's got a follow-up idea, you see.
Uh-huh.
All right, so pawn foxtrot 4 play. Game move for black is rook alpha, echo ace. Game move for black, rook alpha, echo a. So at last, black gets complete development.
Yeah.
And tempo attack on the echo 3 pawn.
Right. Just in general about hanging pawns, I guess you don't want to advance one of them unless you really have to, or for some good reason. Because when you advance it, the other one becomes quite weak.
You lose control of the squares. Yeah, when the pawns were side by side on foxtrot 3 and echo 3, they controlled four squares across the centre. Delta 4, echo 4, foxtrot 4, golf 4.
Right.
But now one of them's moved forward, the echo 4 square is no longer protected. Of course, the bishop can do that.
Yeah.
But white's problem at the moment is the backward echo 3 pawn.
And the echo 3 pawn gets particularly weak, you know, when you push the foxtrot pawn.
The game move for black is rook alpha echo ace. And he threatens to win a whole pawn. White can't afford to let that go. So there's two moves here that white can play to defend the pawn. Well, actually, there's only one move. There's only one move that works here. If white plays rook delta 3, black plays bishop takes knight delta 4. And if white goes rook takes delta 4, well, there's nothing protecting echo 3, so black rook takes echo 3, wins a pawn, and attacks a bishop and breaks through. So if rook delta 3, bishop takes delta 4, but if echo takes delta 4, well, there's rook takes echo 2, winning a bishop.
Yep.
So rook delta 3 is a blunder because of bishop takes delta 4. White would have to sulk and play rook takes knight delta 4, allowing rook takes echo 3. And maybe foxtrot 4 will soon follow. And it's the same colour bishop ending now. So black's just a safe pawn up. And with the state of the white queen side pawns and king side pawns split, I fancy black to win another pawn quite quickly. So the only move to save Echo 3 is to retreat Knight Charlie 2.
Which is fairly ugly. Okay.
Yeah. Now, Black can go Bishop Foxtrot 5 and take it, and maybe win a pawn, but you're heading into an obstacle of Bishop ending somewhere. So White does not want to go Bishop takes Charlie 2, unless it's winning something more than just one pawn. If you get three pawns, then the opposite bishop won't matter. Mm-hmm. Two pawns will be tricky. One pawn is not enough. All right, Knight Charlie 2, as you say, it's looking ugly. I mean, there's no, absolutely no coordination in the white defences, is there?
Right.
I mean, White brought all this about by playing Bishop takes Knight Echo 5 to get pawn Foxtrot 4 in. But White had just done nothing moves, or give nothing away moves. King Bravo 1, Rook Charlie 2, centralise the other rook. Black would have had to commit it on the queen side. Whereas Black doesn't have to commit on the queen side now because White's committed on the king side centre. And White has given Black targets in each which to play. Okay, so Knight Charlie 2 is the defensive move. White's Black to play. Any ideas?
No. Isn't White threatening Bishop F4 now?
Go force a trade of light squared bishops in some way, yeah.
Yeah.
That's also part of White's power playing pawn Foxtrot 4. So White's looking to trade down, you see.
Mm.
All right. What can we do that's positive?
Mm-hmm.
Can we actually do anything? Incidentally, Knight Charlie 2 also guards Bravo 4.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to play any moves on the queen side? Are we going to play any pawn moves on the queen side? I thought we wanted this Bravo 4 pawn as a weakness, don't we? So we're not going to be playing any moves on the queen side. Do we want to play any pawn moves on the king side? I don't think so, do you?
Well, Hotel 5 is an idea to prevent Bishop F4.
I don't think Black's worried about that. White would then play Bishop Delta 3 and Golf 6 would become a problem. So White can play Bishop Golf 4 or Bishop Delta 3. So White's going to get played no matter what with that light square bishop. If White wants to trade that off, White can put the bishop on Delta 3 and then start pushing Hotel 4, Hotel 5. And Black might feel obliged to play Bishop Foxtrot 5 at some point. So White can almost by force get Black to challenge bishop for bishop. All right, so Black isn't going to be playing pawn moves on the queen side. Black isn't going to be playing pawn moves on the king side. So what's left? Shuffle the pieces in the box. You just do small moves that make small gains. So the game move for Black is to play Rook Echo 7. It offers potential doubling on either the Echo or Foxtrot file, according to play. It also protects Delta 7. And incidentally, Black now has set up an idea of playing Pawn Delta 4. And if White plays Knight takes Delta 4, Bishop takes Delta 4, Rook takes Delta 4, and then Black gets in, Rook takes Echo 3. Or if White recaptures with the pawn on Delta 4 at some point, Black gets in, Rook takes Foxtrot 4. Then Black's got 2 against 1 on the king side. So Black is preparing it. From now on in, Black always has the option playing pawn Delta 4. in effect, to either win the echo, to win the foxtrot four pawn at some point. So white's prepared. So black is prepared to play pawn delta four. So that at some point white will probably play echo three takes delta four in the middle of the sequence, and then black will pick off rook takes foxtrot four, and then black is looking to make something with the two bishops and the rooks over on the king side. It's something, you know.
Yeah, you got some edge here.
But there's some, yeah, it might, it's not going to be played, yes, but pawn delta four is always an option available to black if there's nothing else better in the position. But it's too early to do yet. So black just says, I'll just improve my position ever so slightly. I'll play rook echo seven.
Yep.
Okay, so now it's white to play. Black has just played rook echo seven.
Golf four for what?
Bishop golf four to try and trade bishops. Yeah, the game move for white is indeed bishop golf four. And that makes black's idea of pawn delta four not so strong, because there's no bishop on echo two to be a target. Mm-hmm. All right, well, clearly black's not going to go bishop takes bishop reuniting this pawn island, is he?
Right.
If black allows the bishop to, if black allows bishop takes bishop, the rook will be deflected off the echo file, but we want the rook on the echo file, don't we? So we don't want to go bishop takes bishop. We don't want the rook to be deflected to delta 7 because it'll only have to come back. We don't want to play bishop Charlie 8 because your foxtrot rook will be deflected. So really, there's only one sensible move. The game move for black is bishop foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
And say to white, if you want to exchange that piece off, then you exchange it. In the meanwhile, I'm going to come up with a plan of maybe doubling somewhere, improve my king slightly. I'm just going to shuffle my pieces and see what you do.
Well, you've even got the apparent threat of bishop takes knight and rook takes pawn. Right?
So, I can win two. I can win two pawns. I might go for that. Well, it might be the only chance. It will be very tricky to win. But put it this way, if that's all that's on offer, I might have to go.
Sure.
Bishop takes knight. Rook takes echo three. Win foxtrot four, and then it's not a test of my ability to converse. It's more a test of white's ability to defend.
Yes. It's...
Yeah, and it's not easy defending. Admittedly, the rooks have got to come off first. But black's rooks look as if they're going to get in first, so white will be challenging. Okay, the game move for white is to play bishop takes bishop, foxtrot five. So white doesn't want black going for a win of a pawn with bishop takes Charlie two.
And at least black doesn't have the two bishops anymore.
No, which helps white's defensive task a bit more. And it means that black can never go bishop takes knight on Charlie 2 now. So the Charlie 2 knight can stay static, and this position stays as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Black might not be able to break through. So the game move for black is to do rook takes bishop foxtrot 5. Mm-hmm. All right, white to play. Bishop takes foxtrot five. Rook takes foxtrot five. Okay, I think the game move for white is fairly obvious. All right, let's talk in general terms. What is black's plan, if anything? Which is black's best piece? Or which is black's potentially strongest piece?
Well, probably the bishop.
the bishop on golf seven. Oh, it's not because it's on golf seven, because it's on dark squares. Right. White's got four targets on dark squares, a king on Charlie one, a rook on Delta two, a pawn on Echo three, a pawn on Foxtrot four. And the white knight is static on Charlie two, having to protect this. White can never liberate with pawn Echo four, so the Echo three pawn is a permanent target until some serious regrouping gets organised. So, how can we make this bishop a good piece? Well, we have to get it onto a diagonal, first of all, don't we?
Yep.
Well, all right. In general terms, whose king is better, black or white's?
Blacks.
Black can make progress. Black could march the bishop. If black puts a bishop on Foxtrot 6, the black king can go to Hotel 4 quite quickly. All right, it's not winning a pawn, but it's turning it down. And if the king turns, black might get a look at the Foxtrot file to win that Hotel 3 pawn. So the black king has a plan, maybe, either invade the centre or go for Hotel 4 square. Whereas the white king can only think of defending Echo 3. So the black king has ideas. The white king is needed for the defence. So it's the black bishop, because the black bishop can challenge any of the white rooks and they have to run away. And the white knight at the moment is tied down static to defending Echo 3, and is likely to be defending Echo 3 for a long time to come. So black in the game just says, every piece of mine is better than every piece of yours. I haven't got a concrete plan yet, so I'll just improve one of my pieces and see what you do. Oh, but it's white to play. Black has just played rook takes Foxtrot 5. White does something about the congestion on this dark square diagonal. Game move for white is rook delta 3. Sideways protecting Echo 3. Black decides to just do a move to slightly improve the position. Black plays King Foxtrot 7. Wants to see what White's going to do. Mm-hmm. King Foxtrot 7 might not be the best of ideas there. Bishop Foxtrot 6 and King put the King in Hotel 4. But time moves on, you have to play moves. And King Foxtrot 7 doesn't do any harm. White can't liberate the weakness on Echo 3. So white can always come back. Black can always come back and reroute the king to Hotel 4 anyway. Pawn Delta 4 is still an idea to bear in mind. So maybe with the king a little bit more advanced, Pawn Delta 4 will become an option again to win the Foxtrot pawn and then have two against one on the king side. Right. So rook delta 3, king Foxtrot 7. Right, white in the game comes up with white's got to do something. White in the game plays pawn alpha 4. So I think white is anticipating, with preparation, trying to open up the queen side in order to get an active rook somewhere. So at the moment, the two black rooks are far better than the two white rooks. The two black rooks have got attacking options, attacking possibilities. Foxtrot 5 could go to Hotel 5, maybe. Echo 7 is attacking Echo 3, and that's options coming in on Echo 4. Whereas the white rook on Delta 3 is defending, and the white rook on Hotel 1 hasn't decided how to join the game yet. Okay. So, white in the game plays pawn alpha 4. Oh,
White is kind of written Bravo file.
Well, black can push past with Charlie 5. Delta 5 is well protected. And the Black King can come to Echo 6, Delta 6 if need be. So black in the game just strengthens the grip on the position and plays Rook Echo 4. Game move for black is Rook Echo 4. And now white's got to be careful about Alpha 4. So maybe pawn Bravo 5 just drops the Alpha 4 pawn for nothing. So Rook Echo 4 has not only fixed the queen side pawns for black, for white, but also is preparing pawn Delta 4 in such a way as black can then capture with either rook on fox top 4, depending on how circumstances go. So pawn Delta 4 is becoming a bit of a threat now. Maybe black will play King Gecko 6 before playing pawn Delta 4. And then the king can come to Delta 5 to follow up. So every piece of black is about to become better than every piece of white. But it's still not enough. It's still not enough. All right. So black has just played rook echo 4. It's white to play. King foxtrot 7. White goes alpha 4. Black goes rook echo 4. All right. Game move for white is rook bravo 3. Alright, so white's over protecting the Bravo 4 pawn. It is protected by the knight, but it's now also protected by the rook. So white now has options of moving the knight if white wants to. Maybe white has ideas of playing pawn alpha 5 and then pawn Bravo 5. Mm-hmm. Alright, it's black to play. Any ideas? White has just played rook bravo 3.
Delta 4? About Delta 4?
Well, it definitely liberates the position. It's the sort of move you can hold back for a long time.
Yeah, there's no hurry.
There's no hurry to, and once you do it, all the threat is gone.
But looks like you might win a pawn in the process there.
Oh yeah. The white pawn that ends up on Delta 4 might well drop.
But in both pawns might drop.
Both, yeah. You might be winning the Echo 3 pawn that transfers to Delta 4 a few moves later. So you give up the Delta pawn, and at some point either white plays knight takes or just pawn takes immediately, and then black goes rook on foxtrot 5 takes foxtrot 4, and there's a triple attack on Delta 4.
Yeah.
So, but this move isn't going away, is it?
That's true.
So you can keep it as an option. You could play King Echo 6 first, and then you want tempo nearer for when the threat is executed.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, King Echo 6 would have done, but white black comes up with another idea. But I'm beginning to wonder now if pawn Delta 4 is... All right, King Echo 6 and then pawn Delta 4. At least King Echo 6. But mind you, if King Echo 6 and white goes up Delta 1, he hasn't stopped Delta 4. White, black would have to make certain white doesn't end up getting an evasion of rook delta h at the end of the sequence.
Mm.
All right. There's another idea for black here. Black in the game plays bishop foxtrot 6. Well, there's the idea of bishop hotel 4 to foxtrot 2.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility. I don't think it actually gets anywhere, but you have to calculate this. But bishop foxtrot 6 has supported a dynamic kingside idea. Mm-hmm. Black is certainly pawn gold 5.
Yeah.
And that threatens to win a pawn on foxtrot 4, which will win echo 3. So if black can get in pawn golf 5, white will have to take, and then the bishop has transferred itself to attacking echo 3.
Yes.
So white is having big problems on the echo 3 long diagonal, this diagonal from Charlie 1 to Hotel 6.
So that was the game. The game
move is bishop foxtrot 6. The king echo 6 with the idea of pawn delta 4 or pawn delta 4 immediately still looks good. Pawn delta 4 looks good, but black doesn't want to give it away. Black thinks pawn delta 4 will always be there anyway. So let's do some shuffling elsewhere first, see if it gets any response. And if not, we can always come back for pawn delta 4 next move. All right, the game move for white is king delta 2.
Oops.
Yes, again, pawn delta 4 as a response for black is available. And incidentally, the rook on bravo 3 is backwardly carving bravo 2, which released the king to come to delta 2. So the rook on bravo 3 is actually working quite hard. Ooh. It's helping to support echo 3, it's supporting bravo 4, and it's definitely the only defender of bravo 2 now. Well, black can either go pawn delta 4 and commit, but then king delta 3 might prove to be a nuisance. Tempo on the echo 4 rook. So black in the game backs off on pawn delta 5 and plays pawn golf pawn delta 4. Black in the game plays pawn golf 5.
Mm-hmm.
White has no choice. Defending with rook foxtrot 1 just allows black to play pawn takes pawn, white pawn takes pawn, and then one of the rook takes. So black's winning a pawn if white tries to defend here. And black is threatening golf takes foxtrot 4, winning a pawn anyway. So white in the game has to play foxtrot 4 takes golf 5.
Yes.
Game move for white is foxtrot 4 takes golf 5. Foxtrot takes golf 5. And the game move for black, to be consistent, is to play bishop takes golf 5.
Yeah.
And now you notice why black put the king on foxtrot 7 a few moves earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If the king was still on the golf file, black would have to take time out after a move like rook golf 1 to transfer it anyway.
Right.
So, bishop takes golf 5, it's white to play. Any ideas?
Mm-hmm. Echo 3 pawn makes a nice target.
Yeah, and don't forget black has got moves like rook foxtrot 3 in the air, and yes again pawn delta 4 is still a plan because the echo 3 pawn is pinned.
Yeah.
There's a possible liquidation to a king of pawn ending coming here. Which isn't necessarily winning for black, I don't think. The 3-2 on the queen side might... I don't think black can win this king and pawn ending. If all the pieces came off, if white plays delta 4 and you imagine all the pieces coming off, I don't think black is winning with this queen side pawn structure. And the black king can't win hotel 3 quick enough. Because the white...
Maybe just move the king again.
Or king and echo 2. Or king. If you play king delta 3. King delta 3 might be possible, actually. Well, white black would go rook foxtrot 3. And then followed by bishop takes echo 3. That's probably winning immediately.
Well, where is the king now?
Delta 2.
No, the black king. Yeah. Black
pawn king. Delta 4. Is...
Black king is on foxtrot 7?
Foxtrot 7, yeah, and delta 2 for the kings.
It's black's move?
White to move. Black has just played bishop takes pawn, got 5. What, black played pawn, got 5, white played foxtrot takes, got 5, black game move, plays bishop takes pawn, got 5.
Maybe alpha 5.
Alpha 5. Are you worried about rook foxtrot 2 check in the middle of all this?
I'm plenty worried. It's white. It looks really good.
Or, yeah. Or rook foxtrot 3. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm wondering if king gecko 2 is worth trying. For white, I think black will come in king echo 6, king echo 5. And when delta 4 comes in some way, black's just hoping that the king on echo 5 will be better than white's king on the second rank. King echo 2, white can begin to take the pressure off with rook foxtrot 3, foxtrot 1. So king echo 2 will give white the option of rook foxtrot 1 to trade a pair of rooks. But in the meanwhile, the black king will get into echo 5.
Well, that pawn is pinned too, because the black could play delta 4, right?
If the king goes to echo 2, black can go pawn delta 4, but then the king can come to delta 3. And the white rook on echo 4 is attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think sacrificing exchange with rook takes echo 3 is going to get anywhere. Well, the rook can go sideways to hotel 4, but then maybe black has knight takes delta 4.
Yeah.
And then what? Then black's lost a pawn.
We don't want that.
So if king echo 2, I think black just played king echo 6 to echo 5 and then thinks again.
Uh-huh.
I mean, black has got lots of annoyance moves, like rook Charlie 4. So black can do a lot of shuffling here. Okay, so I think king echo 2 intending rook foxtrot 1 is probably white's best try. Well, time runs on, and white had to make a move, so white in the game plays rook echo 1. Well, somebody's been left unguarded, haven't they?
Yeah, Hotel 3.
Yeah. So, Black's game move is fairly obvious. Game move for Black is Rook Foxtrot 3.
Ouch.
Which increases the pressure on Echo 3, and if left alone, Rook takes Hotel 3.
It's getting really good for Black.
Well, Black should play Rook Foxtrot 3. I think White has to play Rook Hotel 1.
Yeah.
Then Black could just play Rook on Echo 4, so Hotel 4.
Winning
anyway. And then Rook on Hotel 4 takes Hotel 3.
Yeah.
And then the Hotel Pawn is passed outside. And White's got a knight, the worst piece on the board, to try to cope. And when Black gets a rook on the third rank, the Echo 3 pawn is still pinned because the Bravo 3 rook has no defence to it.
Yeah.
All right, so rook Hotel 1 would be answered by Rook Hotel 4, followed by Rook Hotel 4 takes Hotel 3. And then Black uses the king and the hotel pawn to win a piece, I think. And if the white king transfers over to the king side, then the black rook will get in, black rook and pieces will get in on the queen side. All right, white in the game plays knight delta 4. Game move, knight delta 4. I think he's just hoping that black will miss knight takes rook foxtrot 3. Any ideas?
Simplest, I guess, is just rook takes hotel 3.
Okay, that's simple, safe, and strong. Yep. What's protecting Delta 4?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, just rook takes the knight.
Because the Echo 3 pawn is pinned.
The other way against the rook. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, the game move. All right, rook takes Hotel 3 is safe. But the game move is rook takes knight, Delta 4. Check. At this point, White resigned.
Yeah, I think so.
But There is one little trick that had to be allowed for if you're playing Rook Takes Knight Delta 4. Rook Takes Knight Delta 4 is a game move. You had to anticipate King Gecko 2, where both rooks are attacked. Your rook on Foxtrot 3 is attacked, and your rook on Delta 4 is attacked by a pawn. So what are you going to do? Both rooks are attacked after King Gecko 2. So did White blunder by resigning?
Mm-hmm. You could have won the exchange.
Looks to be that way. Well, Black's got two rooks hanging. Well, you're a piece up. So, King Gecko 2, the proposed defence. What does Black do about it?
Oh, I see. You just still play Rook Takes Hotel 3, right? That pawn is
because the Delta 4 pawn is pinned. Yeah, you could do.
It's still
pinned. All right. I didn't see that one. I'll give you that. I didn't notice that one. Okay, Rook Takes Hotel 3 because the Bravo 3 rook is still pinned. And then the next move, the Delta 4 rook can go somewhere safe.
Sure.
All right. What Black had planned was to play Rook Takes Pawn Echo 3 check. Black plays Rook Takes Rook Echo 3. White plays Bishop Takes. Black plays Bishop Takes White Rook Echo 3. White King takes Rook Echo 3. And then Black can choose between Rook Echo 4 check, forcing a King Pawn ending, or play Rook Takes Pawn Bravo 4, winning either the Alpha 4 pawn or the Bravo 2 pawn. So Black would be three pawns up in an ending. So King Gecko 2 proposed, Rook Takes Hotel 3 is good, but Black intended Rook Takes Pawn Echo 3 check, White Rook Takes Rook Echo 3, Black Bishop takes Rook Echo 3, White King takes Bishop Echo 3, and Black intended Rook Takes Pawn Bravo 4. Though on reflection, Rook Echo 4 check, forcing a King and Pawn ending is a simpler win.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's the easier win to play. The Rook Takes Pawn Bravo 4 should be a simple win as well, but it could take you 20 moves if your opponent doesn't want to resign. And there'd be lots of annoying checks against the Black King. But Rook Echo 4 check just forces a one King upon ending.
Yeah, that's easy.
You just leave the Delta 4 pawn and Delta 5. The Black King marches into Hotel 4, or as close to Hotel 3 as you can go. And then Black slowly pushes the Delta 4 pawn. The White King must deflect to go to the Delta file. Black King wins the Hotel 3 pawn, and then starts dragging the Hotel pawn up the board. And at the right moment, the Black King runs over to the Queen side and picks off all the White Queen side pawns. There are other ways to play it. The professional way to do it would be for Black to use the King and Delta pawn to force White into a zugzwang position, whereby White loses more Queen side pawns. And then at the right moment, the Black King releases the zugzwang, having forced White to give up at least two Queen side pawns. You don't take all three. But the professional ways, march your King in with Delta Pawn, use your King and Delta Pawn to get the White King on the back rank, Delta 1, stalemate the White King, and then force White to start giving away Queen side pawns. Yeah. And then at the right moment, step aside to release the stalemate.
Just before the real stalemate, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the really safe way to do it. Okay, so in essence, Black won by not trying to win.
Yeah.
Where did you see Black trying to win?
Yeah, White was too cautious, though, actually. He was giving himself little disadvantages here and there.
Yeah, what White, as you say, white accumulated small disadvantages here and there, and black accumulated small advantages, like rooks on the semi-open files, the bishop pair, white's lack of coordination on the queen side, white three pawn islands, black two, backward isolated pawns. So something was almost going to give once the dark square bishop got into the game. But it didn't have to fall apart as quickly as it did.
No, if you didn't make that knight move, knight delta four, black still wins, but it takes.
Yeah, an earlier king gecko two, were intending to trade rooks on the foxtrot file, might have done. But then again, maybe white could have had rook hotel four to win the hotel three pawn if the white rook moves to foxtrot one. So well, maybe black had plenty of play anyway, even if white had avoided the rook echo one and knight delta four idea.
Yeah, he had quite a few little advantages.
Every black piece was better than every white piece, but it's just telling you that something should be happening or something should be available.
And the pawns were better too.
And the pawns were better. The king could have lots of safe moves. The white king had to be careful.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in the end. So I think maybe white diagnosed a lost position and said, I'll try one idea. If black misses the fact that the knight is backward attacking a rook, I win a rook and I'm winning. Or otherwise, I'm going to be slowly ground down. I'd rather go down with one trick. And if I lose the piece, I'll resign. And if black misses the fact that the rook is on piece, I win. So it was an all or nothing move, because white could no longer hold it to a draw, I suspect.
So I think, the naive and good enough move would have just been for black to play rook takes hotel three at that point.
Rook takes hotel three will be a slow win, yeah.
Yeah, the knight, I mean, you can't think that you're going to look knight takes rook. Come on. Unless you're in, you got one second to play. Or something.
Believe it or not, in another game in the tournament, I played knight echo five, which backwardly attacked my opponent's rook on Charlie 4, and he missed it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You see, he was looking at knight echo 5, probing at golf 6, foxtrot 7, delta 7.
Yeah, that's a danger. You explain it one way, but there's another purpose. That's a real problem in chess.
Oh, yeah, it's the multi-purpose move. Yeah, one good bit of advice I picked up in the mid-70s was from a player who just beat me. and he said, I couldn't understand that move you did, a rook move. And I gave a reason for it. He said, well, okay, I couldn't find a reason for it. He says, I don't like to make a move, my move, until I found the reason for your previous move. And he couldn't find a reason for my previous rook move. So that was his rationale. I always want to find out the reason for your last move. But unfortunately, as I keep listing in my annotations to these games, there are doublers, triplers, quadruplers, double purpose moves, triple purpose moves, quadruple purpose moves.
Which are often the best moves, yeah. Anyway, because they're doing several things, but
a few things at once, yeah. A few defensive and attacking roles.
But it's a danger. I mean, when you find the purpose of a move, how much time are you going to spend looking for other purposes as the clock is ticking?
that's it, you see. Yeah.
So it's tempting once you found a good purpose for it to say, well, that's it. But I guess a couple seconds looking, what especially with knights, I guess you can say, where else can they go? You know, that's
eight
places they can go. Come on.
A knight in the center of the board has 8 moves available.
Yeah.
So some of them obviously don't make sense. But
it's worth looking at them, all 8 probably. Or 7. It's probably not going to go back where it came from. So that's one of the 8 moves.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll be attacking some of its own units.
Yeah, right. Or we'll be taken by a pawn or something easily. And mostly look at forward moves, but you definitely got to look at backward moves that hit your pieces or even pawns.
Yeah, but the temptation with knights is to think that they're always moving forward.
Yeah,
you play knight e5 and you're hitting at g6 and f7. You play knight g5, golf 5, and you're hitting at hotel 7 and foxtrot 7 and echo 6.
That's it, yeah.
But if you play knight g5, you might be attacking an opponent's bishop on hotel 3.
Yep.
And it's the black says, the knight's attacking my hotel pawn, my foxtrot pawn, and miss the fact that the knight is backwardly attacking an unprotected hotel 3 bishop.
Yeah, you found 2 purposes, which and that still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And there was a 3rd purpose. Oh, it's a great game. It's one of the reasons. Multi-purpose moves, which are good to look for, and better be careful to look out for them too for your opponent. You don't want to give him such moves, and you certainly don't want to overlook one of the purposes. So, congratulations again. This was really a decisive game for your championship.
Yeah, well, as it happened, we can't say. I mean, in round 6, Bill had a bit of a position mix-up with only 6 minutes left on the clock for the entire game. And they ended up agreeing a draw. This is my understanding. But Bill could have been left with bishop and knight against nothing. Oh, no, bishop and knight and maybe an opponent's pawn to be rounded up, and then Sir Hampton give checkmate.
Oh, wow.
And bear in mind, this will be after about 4 hours, 45 minutes of hard play.
And sudden death with the clock now. You know, no more extensions. Yeah.
Well, providing Bill wipes out the opposing pawn, he can't lose on time.
Right.
Well, once the opponent has no mating material, you can't lose on time.
You can't lose, yeah, but you
can't. You draw on time.
Yeah, he's got to win within time, and that would be quite difficult.
Well, yeah. He would have had 6 minutes, even without the position mix-up, he would have had 6 minutes to checkmate with bishop and knight, with first having to wipe out a pawn, which wouldn't have taken much. I think the pawn was going fairly soon anyway.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, you've got about 35 moves to play accurately with 6 minutes on the clock. So that's a move every 10 seconds.
What did the opponent have left in time?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe about the same. But the king can just go anywhere.
That could help. You might make more mistakes if he's time pressure.
No, it's very difficult to make mistakes in a king versus bishop and knight.
Yeah. Because just general idea, move towards the center. That's all the king has to remember.
Yeah, well, the king has to move towards the center. And when it's being corralled, it has to make sure it can sprint for the square of the opposite color to the opposing bishop.
Yeah, if it knows which corner, that helps. Both sides got to know that.
The king had easy access. The king had easy access to the correct corner.
But it didn't. Did it know to go there? That's.
I think so. Yeah. But producing the correct moves with one move every 10 seconds, and guessing the pattern correct. Because if you think about it, most players learn how to checkmate with bishop and knight, by forcing the defending king to hotel ace and sweeping it across to alpha ace.
Yeah.
But what if the king is on hotel one and you have to sweep him to hotel ace? Can you do the pattern recognition? Can you twist the board 90 degrees in your head? Or
180.
Or if the king is on alpha eight and you have to sweep it to hotel eight, can you mirror image the whole process in your mind without making a mistake? So, in other words, do you learn it by pattern and can you recognize the pattern, or do you learn it by algebraic square addresses of retreating the bishop to delta 3 and putting it on bravo 5?
Yep.
Now, if you recognize the pattern, the bishop retreats to the center and then goes out towards the edge of the board, and you know the reasons why the bishop retreats to that square and then advances to cut away flight squares, then you have a better chance of doing it. But if you learn, retreat the bishop to delta 3, put the bishop on bravo 5, and then bring the king across, you've got more chances of getting it wrong when you have to mirror images or swap it round.
Oh, yes.
So really, there's eight ways to checkmate with bishop and knight. There's eight corners. You could have the king on, well, actually, there's only four. No, there's eight. No, you can sweep the king from hotel eight to alpha eight, or from hotel eight to hotel one. So that's two ways from one corner, and there's four corners. So there's eight ways to sweep.
There's also a black doing it to white.
Black doing it. Because you always take white with bishop and knight.
Right.
Yeah.
But probably almost half the time it's black against white.
There was a comment in a congress in my early days where a player with king and rook failed to checkmate with king. And he said after the game, he says, "Well, I've seen white king and rook do it, but I'm black king and rook, and I have no example of how to do it with black king and rook."
Well, he's doing that by pattern, which is.
I think he had his tongue in his cheek there.
Maybe so. Yeah. interesting. Can a blind person turn his board 90 degrees or 180 degrees in a tournament?
You could actually. You could.
Is that fair?
You can have the, providing the board is on display, it has to be visible, that's all. You can turn it 90 or 180 degrees.
I guess a sighted player can go view the board from the side or from the other side of the board if he wants to.
Well, this has been observed where a player having to, instead of sweeping the king across the opposing back rank, was doing it on one of the side files.
Right.
He sat. He moved his body over to the far side of his chair and turned his head, almost getting a view from the hotel file. Yeah. So he got the pattern. He got the pattern of sweeping the king from alpha eight to alpha one by pushing his head virtually over the hotel file and looking at it sideways.
That's funny. That's legal, I suppose.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Welcome back. And by the way, what were the prizes?
I think first prize was £150 plus a small trophy.
Nice.
And second prize was £100 and third was £60. Mm-hmm. But second prize was shared, so two players got £80.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It pays for your drinks, Bill.
Yeah. What do you say? I suppose the prize was that you got it, didn't you?
I haven't opened it up yet. It's in an envelope.
Okay. Right, surprise, it's only for $1.50.
it's cash.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see you next week.
Okay, yep.
And thank you very much.
Okay, so bye all.